You already planned out where you're going and what it takes. That part is done and secure. Your focus now needs to be on simply taking that next step. Take another step, one more step, towards that goal today.
You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Hi everyone, I'm so thrilled to have you back here at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Hope you're having a great day. I'm honored and excited to have the opportunity with you right now that we can learn life lessons together. Lessons that I've learned personally and also from lives all around the world. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say thank you to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee. Not only does Storyville make some of the best top quality coffee in the world, in my opinion, but they share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place. They love everybody. And right now, they're actually, with every purchase of coffee, they're donating to multiple organizations that lead the charge against human trafficking worldwide and in Seattle, Washington. I want to thank you right now for listening. And as my listeners, you receive a 50% discount off your first shipment order of Storyville coffee. Simply go to storyville.com/Nick and enter the promo code Nick. Thank you so much, Storyville, for making the best coffee in the world and leading the charge against human trafficking. So everyone, we've been in the past few weeks taking a very practical, very calculated look at our lives, and we've been asking ourselves the question, what's my plan? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? And folks, that's a huge step that you need to be proud of accomplishing, because too many people are still going through life with no plan, no fixed goals, just seeing where the wind takes them and hoping for the best. Well, most people don't know what it is that they really want, or what it is, and definitely don't know what they're supposed to be doing to get there. So just by you creating your list of goals, by simply defining yourself and what you need to survive, what you need to thrive, you've already gotten ahead of the game. So air high five, fist bump, love you, proud of you. It takes a very disciplined person to be able to sit down and establish those real goals and real steps based on your desires and your circumstance. And folks, it takes someone of real discipline ready to stick to those plans. That's what today is all about. We're going to walk through and review the real-world results of what we established in the last two episodes of the process through these monologues of establishing a game plan for our lives. Today, I want to talk to you about taking those first steps that keep you there. Some of you made a change in the last few weeks. In our last episode, as we went over the process of defining real personalized goals, you established for yourself a new schedule. Maybe you added a few hours of an activity, or you pulled away from a certain activity. Maybe you set an alarm a little bit earlier, or you stayed up a little bit later. Now that a few weeks have passed, I have a real question for you, and you got to be honest. How was it? Did it get hard? How have you already slept? Or maybe you've stopped completely. Look, we're all human. No matter what has happened to your schedule since you made that new plan, I guarantee you this, that at some point that plan got difficult to maintain. Guess what? It's inevitable. Life throws you curveballs. Schedules get crowded. Emergencies happen. Motivations falter. That's life. What I'm telling you today, what I'm circling back to remind you of, is quite simple. You have to turn your plans into habits with your goals to be reached. Until the plans you have on paper have become habits of instinct, the constant change and challenge of your life will pull you off course every single time. If you're not dedicated to a routine, that routine will get interrupted by unforeseen circumstances, and the next thing you know, you'll have gone weeks or even months without sticking to your plan. And like, hey, wait a second. My goals have just flown away. And I just want you to know that we need to make sure that we do this intentionally. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote something very profound. Sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. So profound. We sowed a thought when we defined our goals. We sowed an action when we changed our routines. Now, how do we sow a habit? How does an action turn into a habit? Guys, listen to me right now. That first step of change is always the hardest. Why? Because it actually takes 30 days to make a habit. 30 days of the same action for it to finally become a habit. That's why change is so hard. Eventually, all change becomes the new normal. At some point, something new becomes something old. And that's how so many overcomers in the world are able to reach the levels of success that they do. They have made successful actions a habit. But in order to have those successful habits, you have to make it through the first hardest part of change, which simply requires discipline. I don't know about you, but I hate structure and discipline. But without it, I realize now it's my lifesaver. Now, this is no newfound secret. Ask anyone who's been going to the gym for a year. They'll tell you the first few weeks of forcing themselves to get up, put on their shoes, and go out were tough. It took a lot of motivation, a lot of focus and drive and discipline to do something new. But after those first few weeks, that first month, and that second, and then the third, suddenly something changed. They found themselves wanting to go to the gym. They felt better about their day once they'd done it. They made positive memories at the gym. Maybe they formed relationships at the gym. They felt accomplishment at the gym after it became built into their routine as simply habit. Going to the gym was no more difficult than eating breakfast. It became their new norm. That's the great news I'm telling you, my friends. Once you are able to stick it out for the first few weeks, stay the course through the beginning, your new routines and the new schedule that you've arranged in order to reach your goals will become natural. But you have to make it through that point. And that point does not come naturally. As it is often said, if it were easy, everyone would do it. When it comes to forming the discipline you need to turn your new changes into a habit, one of the first things I'm going to strongly not recommend is focusing on the whole picture. Don't look at the consistency you're going to need for the next 6 months, 5 years, 2 decades. It will absolutely make you feel overwhelmed right now. It'll seem impossible right here at the start because it's still new enough that it takes a lot of you just to maintain what you're doing. Don't look at the meta map of what you're doing while you're at the beginning. Look at today. Sure, picture that long-term goal, but just look at today. You already planned out where you're going and what it takes. That part is done and secure. Your focus now needs to be on simply taking that next step. Take another step, one more step towards that goal today. What else should you be focused on? Well, simply, you should be focused on the why of what you're doing. Remember, my friends, everything that's changing in your life right now, all of the new routines and sacrifices you're making were planned out for a reason that mattered to you. That's what it means. It was mattering to you in your life as a priority, and to remind yourself of why it matters is so important. When you start feeling like it's just too much change or it's too hard and you're starting to complain and whinge and whine and starting to have conversations with yourself, sure, it's hard to get through this point, but let me just say for a minute, Some of these things that you are taking on right now are hard. They're not easy. It's difficult to get up in the morning, difficult to go through this. But the one thing that keeps you keeping on is looking at and saying, you know what? I know that this is going to be worth my time, worth my sacrifice. I want that success. I want that feeling that I'm going to get when I know I've accomplished. When you have been accomplished and you can picture what success looks like for you, you know what? Dreams are dreams. And for as long as you have those personal goals, those plans, and you wrote them out, for as long as you keep on thinking about it and imagining it, that's one thing. But you've already graduated. You've set practical goals. And if you just do that and go into this new step of habits being established, no sacrifice will ever feel like it's too hard. When the rubber hits the road with your dreams before you and you know that it's going to be hard, it's okay when it's clearly laid out in front of you. And I want you to know that when the burden gets heavy sometimes to carry, you will overcome, because down the road, you've got a vision. And reminding yourself that don't let that temptation knock on the door of your heart to give up, because you know why you're doing what you're doing. Go back to your list of goals. Remind yourself of the amazing potential that you've laid out for your life, and envision continually the life where your dreams have come true. Motivate yourself. Remind yourself of that feeling that you want to have. And once you do that, you'll find the strength to accomplish one more day. With all of this, I encourage you, my friends, to remind yourself of the very simple fact that you can do it. You have all you need. I started life with so many disadvantages and adversities, but I proved to myself and the world that the power to succeed actually lies deep within you. With faith, family, friends, finance, friends, and fitness, those are the foundational principles of surviving. And I want you to know that when we are now talking about thriving, these simple things, these simple steps, disciplines, and goals, my friend, you do have all you need to succeed already because of what's built within you. Go out today and prove to yourself that you can do this by simply choosing to do it again and again, each day at a time. Don't stop pushing because it gets tough. Buckle down and win today. Win today. There's so much power in simply accomplishing today. I can't stress enough how important it is to stay focused on succeeding at the goals of the here and now. That's how overcomers win life. And know that you are a winner as you continue to choose to do what it takes today and again and again. I love you so much. Don't blame the government or circumstance or people. It's not about that. It's up to you. Make today happen. 30 days, just 30 days. It starts with today. I love you so much. And I want you to know that, my friends, how you make this journey and choose today will really determine what dreams in your life come true. I'm here today, committed to continue to walk with you, meeting you here every week to help you on your way with the wisdom and guidance that I've received through my own journey and across the world with people who've inspired me. And I hope that today has brought you closer to your dreams in coming true. Join me next Monday as we continue changing our lives together for the better and as we fulfill our greatest potential. I pray that you have a full week of discipline and full of accomplishments. And I'll see you here next time on the Nick Vujicic Podcast right here. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.